What I know for sure is that the circle of hands makes a loving journey toward death. I know this because the circle of hands is a training of a group of people, friends and family and social network and co-workers, of a person who's got some kind of dreadful illness. Now, once in a while, this group of people helps that person completely recover. Often that group of people helps that person make a journey toward death. I learned this first from Paul. Paul came to me and he had ALS, or Lou Gehrig's disease, and he was very weakened by the disease. He had had the disease for a year or two, and his family had built a ramp so that he could come into my home here in St. Paul, and he was in a wheelchair. I had to drop the table so that it was at the level of his wheelchair, and we had to help him move from his chair to the table. He was not strong enough to lift himself out of the chair. Oftentimes, when I work on somebody who's very dreadfully ill, they receive some kind of small miracle of encouragement to let them know that healing is a path for them. And today, that day, he received a miracle. At the end of the healing, he was strong enough to move himself from the table with his upper arm strength to the wheelchair. They were just ecstatic. We knew that they had driven a long way, 2.5 hours from a small town in Wisconsin. And coming here to see me twice a week or more often because of how dreadfully ill he was just out of the question. So we offered a circle of hands explaining how we could train up to 25 people. So one Saturday afternoon, Clyde and Mark and Naomi and I drove to this small town in Wisconsin, and there were 25 people. What they had done was set up the garage so that we could put 2 massage tables in the garage, and they had enough chairs for everybody. We put Paul lying face up on one of the tables, and Clyde and Naomi helped half of the people gather around the table and put their hands on Paul so Paul would get an in-depth healing. Mark and I worked with everybody else around the second table, giving each person a healing. Each of us has some kind of ache or pain in our body that can be removed in a quick and efficient way. This gives each of the participants an experience that healing works. And when one of them received the healing, we sent that person to the table Paul was lying on, and then they sent back someone who yet needed to receive a healing. That's how it works. So it took about 2.5 hours to heal all the 25 volunteers. Before everybody started, we set up a treatment plan and wrote it on a large poster, assuming that these people would work on Paul in groups of 2. And so we told them that they needed to cleanse Paul's liver 20 minutes, and they needed to hold on to his ankles for 10 minutes, and they needed to support his neck and hold on to his neck for 30 minutes. So we created a 30-minute healing for 2 people to do. And then there was a big calendar, and everybody signed up. So what Paul had is he had his friends and his children and his coworkers come and work on him every day, 6 days out of the week, and then he would rest one day. He did this for almost 1.5 years. From time to time, he would drive to St. Paul, and I would work on him and support him. And what we hoped for, of course, was his complete recovery. And I never saw him gain strength further than he did the first day. Sometimes what is awfully devastating about ALS is a person can be alive and be in a vegetative state for a long time, needing complete care. What was really a wonderful thing for Paul and his family is that he was able to continue feeding himself. He was able to continue lifting himself from his chair to the toilet or from his chair to his bed. And he continued with this level of strength until 3 days before he died. The 3 days before he died, he went into a coma, and that lasted those 3 days. And he died very, very peacefully. We went to this funeral, his visitation, and talked to his son and found out that working on him as often as they did created a more close, a more intimate, more loving connection between them. His son said that he had never felt that close to his father in years. Everybody was grateful. I think the Circle of Hands is a wonderful program, a wonderful opportunity to help us be close, to help us be real with each other. So often, when someone in our family is ill, we want to know what can we do to help. And there's a lot we can do. Yes, we can take them food. Yes, we can clean their house. We can provide auxiliary services. And it's so easy, especially if there's a group of us, to just spend a half an hour with that person, being told exactly where to put our hands and keeping that person out of pain or keeping that person strong for much longer than anyone could anticipate.